Exclusive Ann Coulter, Fine the DNC, RNC for the Cost of Illegal Immigration. By John Binder on August 21, 2019. New York Times best-selling author and populist conservative columnist Ann Coulter says the Democrat National Committee, DNC, and the Republican National Committee, RNC, should both be fined for the cost of illegal immigration, in addition to the employers who hire illegal aliens over Americans. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Tonight, Coulter spoke about the lack of enforcement when it comes to the federal government prosecuting employers and businesses that hire illegal aliens over American workers. Specifically, while the Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE, agency conducted the largest single state workplace raid in United States history this month across five food processing plants in Mississippi, not a single employer in the case has had charges brought against them. Coulter said the entire scheme of illegal hiring should be taken down, starting with not only the prosecution of the businesses which hire illegal workers but also Republican and Democrat lawmakers who reap the benefits of those employers' profits through campaign donations. Listen. The corporations, the employers, they want the cheap labor instead of hiring Americans, whom I would like them to hire, particularly African Americans, Coulter said. I do think there are many bad things still left over from the legacy of slavery. Advancing immigrants into diversity jobs isn't helping on that front. It is African Americans, and African Americans alone, who we do owe something to. How about employing them? African Americans, we're just getting out from the Democrat policy of Jim Crow when Teddy Kennedy decided to start dumping low-wage workers on the country, Coulter continued. That obviously hurt the advancement of African Americans getting into the middle class. The employers, instead of paying Americans and paying a few more dollars in wages, now they get the cheap labor, Coulter said. And then they use their profits to pay off the politicians to make sure they're never prosecuted. So now I'm thinking, in addition to prosecuting the employers, we ought to fine the two political parties because they are the ones. You know the employers are just the path through to get the money to Republicans and Democrats. Charge the DNC and RNC for the cost of illegal immigration. Coulter said enforcement of nationwide mandatory E-Verify, which would ban businesses from hiring illegal aliens, has long been promised by Democrat and Republican lawmakers alike, but is often stopped by GOP politicians who rely on campaign cash from many of the businesses. But the reason is, I'm sorry to say, Democrats don't care one way or another about the country. Republicans have often been the ones from these states where there's a bust. It's our party, my party, is more guilty of this, Coulter said. Rushing in the Cato Institute, Chamber of Commerce types. No, you can't prosecute the employers, this would be anti-business. No, we want to prosecute the employers. How many times do we have to say that's what we want? But it is Republicans, they want the donations. Indeed, Democrats and Republicans receive thousands in campaign donations every election cycle from the employers of illegal aliens, particularly those in the food processing industry. Koch Foods, for example, which has been accused of hiring potentially hundreds of illegal aliens over the last nearly two decades, has funneled much of its donations to the National Chicken Council PAC, which in return has showered the National Republican Congressional Committee with $15,000 in donations this 2020 election cycle, alone. Likewise, Peco Foods, another plant raided this month for hiring illegal aliens, has funneled about $13,500 into the National Chicken Council PAC this election cycle. Those who have benefited from campaign donations this election cycle from the PAC include Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, RMS, who has received $6,500, Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, who has received $2,500, and Senator Chris Coons, DITA. Last year, the National Chicken Council PAC gave the National Republican Congressional Committee about $30,000 in donations. The PAC also funneled about $10,000 to the Georgia PAC last year, a political action committee that donated $10,000 to former Representative Kevin Yoder, RKS, the architect of a 2018 federal spending bill that sought to triple the inflow of foreign workers, provide a quasi-amnesty to DACA illegal aliens, included a right to migrate for all foreign nationals fleeing violence, and a revival of the Obama administration's catch-and-release policy. As Breitbart News has reported, only 11 employers and no businesses have been federally prosecuted for hiring illegal aliens in the last year. Despite there being nearly 8 million illegal alien workers holding American jobs at companies in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.